Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event, and what a fight this is going to be. Sadiq Youssef against Edson Barbosa. Okay, quick tell of the tape, then we'll get into it. So, Sadiq Youssef, 13 wins and 2 losses. Edson Barbosa, 23 wins and 11 losses. Of course, a lot more experience. Now, as far as their knockout ratios, Sadiq Youssef is a power puncher, but Edson Barbosa has a lot more KOs to his credit. You've got to remember, of course, that some of those are from low kicks as well as from spinning head kicks. So there's a lot of variety to Edson Barbosa's game, which can work for him and against him, and we'll get into that. So of 23 wins, Edson Barbosa's got 14 knockouts and 1 submission, which is an anaconda back in 2009. I think he might have invented the anaconda so far back. So it's been a while since Edson Barbosa has landed a submission. Sadiq Youssef, on the other hand, he's got 6 knockouts of 13 wins, so just under 50%, and he's got 1 guillotine. But the interesting thing for that is the guillotine was in his last fight. So I always go, okay, well, this fighter's got 1 submission way back in their history, so what's the likelihood of them landing one now? It's pretty slim. And then you see a fighter that's not had a submission up until their most recent fight, and then you start thinking, okay, well, they're building out a part of their game, so we can expect more submission attempts from Sadiq Youssef. That's just something I'm a quick throw out there. Just before we get into it, our friends at Vive have sent me some of these awesome protein bars. I've been eating these for a while, and then I'm sitting there one day eating away and thinking to myself, these are fantastic. I wonder where they are. They're right around the corner from where we live. So we sent them an email and they sent us some lovely protein bars. So make sure you check these out. They've set up a code for us. It's Outlaw10. The website is EatVive. And if you spend over £20, you'll get free shipping as well. I advise you all to get the mixed box. You've got a couple of different flavors in here. The hazelnut one is the best. The peanut butter one's a close second. But if you're going to order them, make sure you get the better brownie as well. Chocolate orange. I mean, what a combination. Anyway, so regarding this fight, Edson Barbosa's got a very, very good long-range game. We know this. We've seen him, the way that he moves, the speed that he can kick at, his ability to target certain areas as well, multiple stoppages with low kicks, as well as, of course, the one that we all remember, which is the spinning head kick against Terry Ettin, which we see in pretty much every UFC highlight reel still to this day. So for me, Edson Barbosa, because he's had quite a storied career, and I've kind of been like, I was an active fighter and then an active commentator at the same time, you know, from one after the next, and he's been consistent on the UFC roster throughout that time. He's always been someone that I've paid attention to because of his striking skill set, because of his capability. But in my head, I was thinking about it today, and I'm like, okay, well, for me, Edson Barbosa's kind of got a bit of a timeline of like the basic things that I remember about his career. I remember him coming into the UFC with this ferocious low kick game. Then I remember him landing that head kick knockout against Terry, which of course is, you know, is a very familiar one because we've seen it a lot. Then I remember Khabib closing him down like he had complete disregard for his striking skill set and being able to be very successful doing it. Then I remember Gaethje doing it and being able to put hands on him and really hurt him. So for me, it's always looked like Edson Barbosa has been really good if he's got the space to work. But if he comes up against someone that is able or brave enough to close distance on such a lethal individual, they're able to do it if after they've walked through the fire a little bit. And what we've now seen from Edson Barbosa is if you look at his game, he's now evolved. So he's got more weapons at close range. Like if you look at what he did in his last fight against Quarantia, the knee that he landed was just beautifully timed. Of course, he was able to re-Quarantillo because he was level changing quite consistently up against the fence. DC picked up on it in the commentary. It was quite a consistent habit that he was level changing. So Barbosa was able to catch him with that. But I still would say that if he's put under enough pressure, he's going to struggle. And this is where Sadiq Youssef comes into play because he's kind of at the other end of his career, right? He's still in the process of discovering the fighter that he is. He's added a guillotine to his record, first submission of his career. We've got to anticipate that he's going to bring new things to this fight as well. But how is that going to play out against Edson Barbosa? Now, the thing with Sadiq Youssef is he's a thunderous puncher. I think it was his first or second fight I was on commentary for, and it was a strange, hang on, where is it? It was against Suman Mokhtarian in Australia. And the reason why it stuck out in my mind is because for me, it was the first time I felt a fight was stopped because of the volume of the punches, and not volume as in the amount. The volume is in the as in the smacking sound. Like it was. Hang on, let me get the information, because it was. I'll give you a little story. Just 1 second. So where were we? John Gunn, Dan Hardy on comms. There we go. Adelaide. Yeah. So this was like, I don't know, like 8 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Like people were still kind of tasting their breakfast and these fights were going on. And Sadiq Youssef had backed Mokhtarian up against the fence and was just unleashing these horrendous power punches. Not all of them getting through, but everything that landed sounded like Thor's hammer. And it just, to me, it kind of seemed like the referee was standing there going, oh my goodness, this is an outrageous onslaught of punches. I'm going to have to step in and save the guy. You know, Mokhtarian, after, you know, you watch the fight back and he's leaning up against the fence and he would like the fight to have continued. But sitting octagon side and hearing the thud on those punches, it made me realize how much force this guy can generate. And then when you watch his fights, you can tell that he has the confidence that he can put people away because of the way that he moves into range. Now, what I will say is both of these guys can slow down for a couple of different reasons. One, I think because they're both very dynamic and plyometric, fast, powerful fighters. But second of all, I think because they both are very, very close to the limit when it comes to weight cutting. Like if Edson Barboza, when he was a lightweight, if he was going to go one way or another in weight classes, I would have always put money on him going to welterweight. Like you look at other fighters that have stepped up to welterweight and you think to yourself, well, you know, they weren't as muscular as Edson Barboza at lightweight. So to think him going down to featherweight must be a push for him, especially because how old is Barboza now? He must be in his later 30s, right? Hang on. I need to be able to control this with my mind so it's quicker. Yeah, 37, right? So, you know, he's taken some battle damage. He's been stopped a couple of times. Like, you've got to think if Youssef is able to put pressure on him and catch him with something, he could potentially hurt him and keep him hurt. You know, like Giga Chikadze did, just keep on him, keep him hurt. That pressure, that punching power, that confident surge that he'll get if Sadiq Youssef lands something and hurts him, that's going to be very, very difficult for Edson Barboza to survive. What Barboza is very good at, though, is moving laterally and stinging people as they're closing into range. So if Sadiq Youssef can't stay in that close range, where of course he's always at danger, if he can't stay in that close range, then he's going to have to keep walking through the fire to keep pressure on Edson Barboza, which means he's always going to have to deal with the low kicks, the body kicks, the head kicks, the front kicks and teeps, and then, of course, what we've seen in his last fight, the knees. What else? So we've talked about Sadiq Youssef's guillotine in his last fight. Now, if he is able to get to Edson Barboza, if he is able to hit him and hurt him and wrap his neck up, then that might be another way that we see this fight finished. Edson Barboza getting hurt and going down might be scrambling back to his feet and leave his neck open. And Sadiq Youssef, with his confidence from his most recent submission win and with his growing confidence of his grappling game, he might see the opportunity and jump on a submission. And who knows, that might be the thing that saves Edson Barboza, depending on whether the round's running out of time or not. Like, all of these things are possibilities that I've kind of played through in my brain. What most likely I think is going to happen is that Sadiq Youssef's going to try and close him down and take his kicking game away. Like, that's if I'm Youssef going into this fight with Barboza, I don't want to be playing kickboxing with him. I want to be inside his kicking range and being ready to block and counter with heavy hands. Because that's what I bring to the table here. And at any point Sadiq Youssef needs to, he can then close him down against the fence and grab a hold of him. And he can, you know, see, this is where he has to manage his energy, because Edson Barboza is going to be clever here. He's got good takedown defense. So Barboza up against the fence defending takedowns, he's going to be much more energy efficient based on his experience than Sadiq Youssef will be, based on the fact that he's 15 fights into his career and Edson Barboza's, what, 34 into his. That's something to keep in mind, because if this fight does start to go long, then it's going to start to move back in Edson Barboza's favor, because I feel like he'll stay crisper with his striking because he's a more seasoned veteran. He's also got a kickboxing record of 25-3 with 22 knockouts, which is a lot of additional experience that he brings in on top of his MMA career. A few things. Hang on, where's the stats? I've got stats written down somewhere. Have I got the same ones? Yeah. Okay, so average fight time's kind of similar. Of course, Edson Barbosa's had a greater volume of fights, so, you know, his experience does factor in a great deal in this fight. Slightly lower strikes landed per minute for Edson Barbosa, but slightly... is that right? Hang on a minute, let me get my stats right. No, hang on. Let me go straight off the website. So, strikes landed per minute, 5.29 for Sadiq Youssef, so slightly ahead of Edson Barbosa and slightly better striking accuracy. You can see the defense is pretty much the same, but then again, we've always got to factor in the fact that Edson Barbosa's fought at a very high level against some really, really tough fighters, and Sadiq Youssef has fought good fighters as well, of course, but the level is different, for sure. What else? So takedown average, slightly in favor of Edson Barbosa, 12% takedown accuracy for Sadiq Youssef. I don't expect him to be looking for takedowns. I expect him to be holding him against the fence and hustling him and wrestling him. But I think that the opportunity to attack a neck will most likely be if Barbosa's hurt or if he's trying to buy time or level change or something. Yeah. Barbosa's takedown offense is good, 75%. We know he can scramble. We do also know that he might run out of steam if he is forced to scramble. So potentially that could be something that Sadiq Youssef brings to the table here. Youssef does get hurt, though. This is the one thing that if I'm watching this fight, I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I saw him get hurt against Arnold Allen. I saw him get hurt. Who was his last fight? Not Shanice. No, it was Caceres caught him and hurt him. Was it Feely caught him and hurt him in the first round as well? Like, because he's so eager to close distance, because he's so single-minded on what he's capable of, like, as long as I land this punch, the fight's going to be won. Sometimes he can disregard what's coming back, and that's something that he can't do against Edson Barbosa, because Barbosa's not going to be putting himself in positions where he doesn't have options to fire back. This is the thing with Edson Barbosa, his experience and his striking ability. He's going to be moving at angles where he's going to be prepared to fire something back as Youssef follows him. So if Youssef has got like a hard-headed style of cutting the octagon down, then he could potentially be walking onto stuff. And we have seen him hurt and we have seen him dropped. And we can't underestimate Edson Barbosa's striking. He is an elite-level striker all around. He has got some battle damage. He is older in his career. He is cutting a lot of weight to get to this weight class. There are certain things that do work against him. But experience is very valuable. And Sadiq Youssef, if he's forced to work hard, if he's forced to work for clinch positions, he's kicked in the body, kneed in the body, they're all things that are going to allow Edson Barbosa to start to work his way into this fight if he is losing the first couple of rounds. It's going to be a really fun back and forth. This one is. I'm a big fan of both of these guys, but I feel like they're at different stages of their career. And Edson Barbosa is kind of, you know, at some point we're gonna see him take his gloves off and leave him in the center of the octagon. And I've felt like he's been close a couple of times. We'll see how this fight goes. He's very talented, but I do feel like he's certainly on the downturn of his career. And Sadiq Youssef, as I said, when I was octagon side, I can literally feel the power of the punches still. Like, it was, they were just a thud. Go and watch the fight back. It was a hell of a way to introduce yourself to UFC fans. Make sure you check out Vive protein bars. They are fantastic. I eat them all the time, and these guys have been kind enough to send us a couple of boxes of these, which I'm going to be eating all week this week. Eat Vive. If you use the code Outlaw 10, Jamie will put it on the screen anyway. If you use the code Outlaw 10, you'll get 10% off, and if you spend over £20, you'll get free shipping. So get on board, because they're delicious. Enjoy these fights, and I'll see you next time.